USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Do not travel to Russia due to harassment against U.S. citizens by Russian officials. U.S. citizens residing or traveling in Russia should depart Russia immediately. Ned Price at the State Department.
In recent weeks, we have seen reports of U.S. citizens being singled out and detained by the Russian military in Ukraine and when evacuating by land through Russian-occupied territory or to Russia or Belarus.
When Florida passed parental rights in education last month to block schools from teaching sexual information to kids in kindergarten through third grade, Disney took offense and said they will fight to repeal the law. President Biden called the bill hurtful. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis on the bill.
But the bill does provide substantive protections for parents, which I think is very, very important because there's a movement to say that somehow parents should just butt out of the schools. I think that that's wrong.
USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention is warning of an accelerated mental health crisis among adolescents, with more than 4 in 10 teens reporting they feel persistently sad or hopeless, and 1 in 5 saying they have contemplated suicide. Deborah Oury, a deputy director at the CDC, says the COVID-19 pandemic has created traumatic stressors that have the potential to further erode students' mental well-being. There was no mention of the 4 school lockdowns that was imposed by the CDC. The United States border at Mexico continues at crisis levels.
Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says over 10 million people will be arrested at the border during the 4 years of the Biden presidency. Patrick saying the president doesn't care about the lives of people and the risks they're taking to cross the border.
Biden knows what's going on. I cannot say this any stronger. He doesn't care about the lives of people. He only cares about achieving a political victory.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg,
USA Radio News.
Are you diabetic and searching for a healthy beverage to enjoy every day? Consider diabetic-friendly and delicious GlucoDown drink mixes. GlucoDown drink mixes are specially enriched with prebiotic fiber, essential vitamins and minerals. There's no sugar or caffeine.
GlucoDown's clinically proven prebiotic fiber helps maintain blood sugar levels in a healthy range, especially after meals.
8 diabetic-friendly, delicious flavors. Shop now at Amazon. Search GlucoDown. That's G-L-U-C-O, down.
Police in Los Angeles, California, were prepared to arrest Will Smith on battery charges moments after he slapped Chris Rock at Sunday's Oscar ceremony. Producer Will Packer made the claim. Packer said Rock was in his office shortly after the primetime smackdown when LAPD officers showed up and offered to take action against Smith. Chris Rock declined to press charges. Senate Minority Whip John Thune, the Republican from South Dakota, told Newsmax last night, record high gas prices are not the result of COVID-19 or Russian President Vladimir Putin. It's the direct result of Biden's energy policies.
The pandemic affected supply and demand like it did on a lot of things. But what's affecting supply in this country are Biden administration policies. You can change this very, very quickly simply by sending the right signals. And the energy producers in this country who are currently sitting on the sidelines because of their policies will get back in the game and start producing energy and restore America to energy dominance, which is where we were, when President Trump left office. We were, for all intents and purposes, energy independent for the first time in my lifetime. We were exporting energy, and that had to do everything to do with the policies, with the message that was being sent, with the incentives that were being put out there for investment. And right now, that has completely changed. This administration has no one but to blame but themselves when it comes to the high price of gasoline, because it is a supply and demand issue, and they are doing nothing but trying to squash supply in America.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.